Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to episode 251B
of Creekside with Don and Jan.
Oh, man. I can't believe that Windows would do what it did, and maybe we'll get into that a little bit later, but Windows did what it did and wiped out our whole podcast and started over.
251A.
Yeah.
So we're back at it, and like I said to you, Don, it's a good thing we like our time at the creek, because it's been a full evening at the creek here at our Creekside studio.
And I apologize, I've been everything between calm and livid, and I'm
you're working on calm
I'm
now.
I'm working on calm right now, and I'm thinking about the letter I'm going to write to Bill Gates.
Oh, that'll work.
Like he could give a crap.
And even if he did, let's say he really cares, the chances of that letter getting to him,
I know,
minuscule.
Yeah,
so.
but the feel good from licking a stamp or sticking a stamp on the envelope, priceless.
There you go. That'll work. If you feel better, that's all that matters at this point, huh?
Man, we had a busy day.
We did have a busy day. We woke up this morning and decided, well, we always try to watch Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's because it's Sunday morning.
It's Sunday morning.
And with Charles Osgood Kuralt.
That is now Jane Pauley.
Go figure.
That shows how old we are when we know everyone that's been on
Charles Kuralt Osgood
on his show. That's right. But it's always a wonderful way to start the day. And they were talking about food and Thanksgiving, and that always gets you in the spirit of things, too. But what got me in the spirit, not so much Thanksgiving, but Christmas, was that yesterday we looked out the window. I was working on the December issue of the Owl Creek Gazette, and I've just put this snow scene up on the cover, and I've got this perfect quote from John Boy Walton that talks about the awe, the awesomeness of the first snow, and you holler out, "Hey, Jan, it's snowing, come quick." And I did. And oh my goodness, we were taking pictures and people were posting pictures and on Facebook and commenting, "It's snowing." And that was a wonderful surprise.
And come quick for you is relative right now. But
yes,
that's okay.
Yes.
But the, yeah, it was, there were sometimes snowflakes as big as hamsters.
And that's big.
That's big snowflakes. But, you know, because of the wind that's blowing and where they're falling from. And yeah, we had some pretty strange weather yesterday.
We did.
70 degrees in the morning and snow in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And so to go from that snow and that enthusiasm that I felt, I quickly said to you, "I got to watch a Walton's Christmas Story." So, you know, I skipped over the Thanksgiving story, and I said, before the week's up, we're going to watch the Waltons' Thanksgiving. But at least with snow in the background and the December issue on the computer, I was in the Christmas spirit.
There you were. And, yeah, you know, I sat there and I watched it with you, too. And
it's
I was
a tear
happy.
Jerker.
Oh, it was. And it was, you know, it was still a tearjerker whenever John Walton came home.
Mm-hmm.
And his just the to know that they did such a good job of writing, that Earl Hamner did such a mm-hmm. good job of writing to impart the feelings of Mother Walton and how she felt when she saw her prayers answered for mm-hmm. the day. To see her husband walk through the door.
Safe and sound and together again.
Yeah, when she absolutely knew she'd lost him.
Well.
Yeah, but her faith put her through and carried her to his coming home.
Yes, because her fear was just about to get the best of her.
Yeah.
But she hung in there with help of family. So
yeah.
anyway, that was a fun day and a sentimental day and all those emotions going through us.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
And then this morning we got up and after watching, I'm looking at you, Don, because we're hearing hums in here and you're trying to find out where the hums are and your hands going from left to right and screen and button and dial. And so I guess we'll apologize if the hums are joining in on this event. Huh? Yeah,
well, it's okay now.
Okay. So after we watched Sunday morning, we then decided to do a little bullet journaling.
And bullet journaling is...
Cool.
Cool. And I guess we described it in our first program that we did tonight.
Yeah. As really well. Folks, we described it really well.
So we'll move on from there.
Except they didn't get to hear it, so...
Well, if you can imagine having a day planner and having a just a notebook that you keep notes in so that you can remember what you did today, and having a diary and having a
business financials planner.
A financial mm-hmm. planner, whatever. And you combine all of those things and carry them with you in your briefcase. Why carry four or five books? Carry one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a bullet journal is. And you use bullet points to express different features of what you're doing. And, you know, for what I saw while you were looking through YouTube on all of this, I didn't see the adult version of this, but I saw the 17 and 18-year-old girls putting bullet journals together, and I'm going, okay, well, I can see where that is. Okay, all right, well, I've had enough of that.
But when we sat down today and tried to plan for our own business and our personal lives and all the events that we've got coming up, you could see the real benefit of how that can help us.
Yeah, absolutely. It allows you to lay things out and to see them chronologically. Sort of the way your own brain says, you know, step A, step B, mm-hmm. step C, and go from there.
Kind of like an outline for your life.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and then you throw in the outline for your life and you attach it with reflection and opportunity to be grateful and to reminisce while at the same time saying on Monday I need to do this and next week I need to do this and my long-term goals for the month and for the year. And most of the people who do the bullet journaling do it for 6 months at a time. So that's a real good feature to know that you've got 6 months out. And since we do so many events, like we're already thinking about and have announced the fact that we're having our Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair in April, we're also thinking about what we're going to do for October of next year because we have an autumn dinner. And then interspersed through all that time are places we're going to go and take the Owl Creek Gazette and Creekside with Don and Jan on the road. Also with our Owl memoir writing workshops. We want to continue that. The lady said to me the other day, can you come up with a part two? And I said, let me see what I can create. And I sat down and put together ideas that we had gleaned from the class itself, that we'd shared with each other what they wished the class offered, what they're glad the class offered. And so we put together kind of a part two that we'll be hoping to do in the early part of next year.
Yeah, and then not only that, so if we sit and think about this, and you folks out yonder in radio land,
podcast land,
can come along with us here real quick. It's just a way that you can organize thoughts that are organized in a manner that you would normally think. And if you think in a disjointed fashion, you can organize your book in a disjointed fashion to match it. There's no reason why not.
Right. It's all yours, your creation.
You know, you start out with a book that's got a title page and an index, and it shows you where to get things, and you move on from there and mm-hmm. just go forward.
Mm-hmm. And they often refer to it as a analog way to live in a digital world. And I think that's nice. You and I have been talking about the importance of writing things down and getting things from the brain to the hand to the page mm-hmm. and how that helps us all think. And then you can have fun with it too, as far as you can make it as girlified or as manly as you want or need and are artistically inclined. I know, Don, when you wrote down some things that you have to do for Monday, you also put a heart beat going across it. Not ba-bump, ba-bump, like you love me heartbeat, but this was like a...
Well, yeah, it was a cardiac monitor that I put across the top. Yes.
If I don't die before the day's out, I hope to get all this done.
Pretty much.
Keep a watch on my heart.
And speaking of all of the stuff that we've got to do.
That we get to do.
We spoke of, you know, the bullet points that I've got to do for tomorrow, mm-hmm. and get out and touch people about ads.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk to Nudge Coffee
mm-hmm.
to see whether or not they would be game to have us come down and do a podcast at their new Breeze location. And that would be fun to do that.
We had the opportunity to do that at their Highland location, and that was really successful. Gary Adolph, one of our writers, set up his book display at the event, and so mm-hmm. we had him on the show. And then Joe and Marina, that are the owners of Nudge, came and joined us, and people sat down and visited, and it was just a really pleasant event. So they've invited us down to Breeze, and we just now got all connect up to mm-hmm. see when we can make that happen.
Lots has happened since they've opened the place in Breeze. Mm-hmm. They've got a new coffee roaster down there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to watch that thing work. It's a little bit bigger, I believe, than the other one that they had. I'd like to set up down there and see if we can't just make an afternoon of it.
When we pulled up there to deliver the November issue, you could even smell the coffee roasting just as we pulled up. So that's always a neat experience, too.
It was. There's nothing like that smell.
Right. And before December gets here, we still have, of course, Thanksgiving. And then getting ready for December and Christmas, there is Small Business Saturday. And that's November the 25th.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be down at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House, right here,
where we
Creekside.
Are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if we can't do a little podcast from here as well for that evening.
And so we invite people to come on down after the parade that is in Greenville and just say hi and put yourself in front of the mic if you're so inclined. And Adam Brothers is also having what they call a mouse house that same day or evening. I'm not sure the time frame yet, but that's a place that kids can come and buy inexpensive gifts for their parents and wrap them up. And so that's going to be fun, too. It's always fun to get that sense of wonder and enthusiasm that little kids bring when they're purchasing gifts for their folks.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And that's why they're doing it, is because it's fun for kids.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have coming? We don't have our bullet journal in front of us right
now. And that's
so
bad.
We're doing the bullet journal from memory, which is what we normally do anyway.
That's right. It's usually in our head, but at least now we've got it down someplace. We just have to now have a photographic memory, Don, to see.
Right. So I'm not that good, not any longer. I used to be able to read the pages of a book while I was thinking about them.
Well, and I tell you, I've said this before, too. When I would take notes in school, a lot of times I would write out in the side, in the margins. And when I would go to take a test, I could see my notes, especially the ones crooked and Annie Goglin.
In the margins. Mm-hmm. That you writ in the margins.
I did you say writ? I said writ in the margins, folks.
That's how you win a test, is to take copious notes. And you live your life in the margin, and you get your answers right there.
We live in the margin and outside the box, too.
You bet. Yeah.
Another thing we're talking about, you know, thinking of our bullet journal and what's going on in December, we're also going to be at the Tibbetts House, the Bed and Breakfast, Books, Bed and Breakfast, or Bed, Breakfast, and Books. That's a mouthful. That's right. And we're going to be staying all night there, and maybe we can finagle a podcast there. I'm sure they would be welcome to have us do a podcast from there. When I say finagle, it's whether I can get you to get the equipment over there, huh, Don?
And you know, we have been guilty of using our little tablet. We've got an Asus tablet that's got a microphone built into it, and it seems to deliver a reasonable podcast facsimile when we ask it to. And it doesn't have all of the nice accoutrement that we have in front of us now. However, if there's a quiet room, it seems to work just fine. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as the room's a little padded, and we need a padded room, it'll be okay. So maybe we'll just take that laptop along, the tablet.
Okay, so that gets us to the middle of December, and then we're going to have the women from our OWL Memoir Writing Workshop join us on the podcast. We're trying to determine, we're checking everybody's dates and times and when everyone's available, but that will be fun to have them join us. We've had such a hoot talking with these ladies, and I've expressed before that they're anywhere in ages from a little over 50 to just a tad shy of 90. And what they've been sharing with us has been wonderful. What we, as a cohesive group, the women clicked, the stories were shared, friendships were made. Everybody said that today. We didn't want to see the workshop end. So that's another reason they're coming back to join us on the podcast, both to be on the show, but also to have one more big hug before we all, that's right, before we break for Christmas. And then they've asked me to design a part two. And I've done a portion of it, ran it by them today, and instead of the Older Women's Legacy Memoir Writing Workshop, we're going to keep the OWL acronym and call it the OWLSOME Women's Lives Memoir Writing Workshop, which is a mouthful. But I ran some ideas by them. We all want to stay together and continue to share our memories and write them down and understand the importance of the legacy that we can leave when we're gone, or the fact that we can just assess and evaluate our own lives to see where we want to go from here. It's kind of a nice thing to do in conjunction with the journaling and reflection is also the memoir writing.
Well, you know, I hear my mom and dad in my head. And if I don't get verklempt here, those memories and their voices, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, tend to fade. And if it was the written word that I had from them, I'd be so much better off.
Well, and that's reminds me when you said the written word, and I've been fortunate to have Mom write so much when we had the senior review that I have a lot of legacies that were not necessarily written down for to be preserved for the family, but that has been the end result. She mm-hmm. shared them with our readers. But you and I were cleaning out some boxes and discovering all kinds of things that we had put away. And remember, Don, we found a tape of our
Around the
show.
Table with Hazel and Jan.
Right. And I've never listened to any of those recordings that Mom and I did a show over on WPMB years ago, but I think I'm about brave enough to be able to listen to the show without completely crumbling. I'm sure I'll cry, but we want to get Danny Michael to listen to those with us, because Danny was like the interviewer of Mom and I and kind of a mediator of the show, and it would be fun to let him hear it. He was always very respectful of Mom and enjoyed her company, and I'm sure he wants to hear her voice. In fact, he even said he can still hear her voice in his mind, but it would be great to actually sit down and play that sometime soon.
Yeah, it would be.
We could do that over Thanksgiving with Jeff and Deb.
We'll try.
They could hear Mom, too.
We'll see if I can't find a cassette player. Oh. I've got a cassette player. I can hook it up, and we'll just play it into our stereo.
Yeah, and depending on the quality and the content and all that stuff, we might go ahead and play some of those shows on Creekside with Don and Jan again. It might be interesting to hear what Mom and I did around that table.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, you've got several tapes.
We do.
Someplace.
We do.
And it would be an interesting experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whenever the girls.
Mm-hmm. The girls, we love that, because when you're anywhere over 50 and a tad shy of 90, to be called a girl by anybody is a really good thing.
They've kind of taken,
let
me pull you all aside here and say they've kind of taken me in as a mascot. And And I was a mascot before, whenever I was a little kid. My mom was a sorority leader in Centralia, mm-hmm. and she had a group of girls that called themselves Tri-Chi. They were three X's. Mm-hmm. Three XXX is the symbol chi for, mm-hmm. I guess it's the Greek symbol chi. And so they adopted me as their mascot, too, because mom didn't get a babysitter. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But, yeah, where I started my love with girls.
Well, you're a nice addition, and we can, you know, anything happens and we just holler, "Hey, Don." In fact, today the sun was barreling through the windows, and all of a sudden, you know, people couldn't see their computers and they were trying to dodge it so they could see each other, and you were gracious and brought a screen out and blocked that sun. And so those little things, yeah, we really appreciate.
Yeah, that screen weighs about 120 pounds.
I know, so you were
like carrying a small adult.
More than gracious. But you do help us, and you make it more enjoyable. So you don't sit down with us. But, you know, I think at this point, they'd let you sit down. And I read, the last thing I read today in the group was a story you had written about a Stover Thanksgiving. And it's in the Potpourri of Memories book. And I thought, what better thing to close out this five workshop session is with Thanksgiving there, something you had written, Don, because they've come to know and appreciate you, so they got to hear a little bit of your writing, too.
You trying to make me bald or what?
Sure, why not? 'Tis the season, Don, as we all get more emotional and think about family and memories. And several of the women were almost in tears today as we recalled people that were special to us and lost loves and hardships and parents that have gone on before us and then wonderful times, too.
And that's the son of a gun thing about the whole shooting match is that everybody dies.
Yeah, that's the pits.
Yeah.
It's a great equalizer, though, I suppose.
Yeah. And how you'd, well, there's a lot of room to be talked about there. So this is the ministration that we do while we're here and while we are the ones who pull our own sheet off our head in the morning. A guy stopped me in the store today while I was getting some water and chocolates for the girls. And he said, "Hey, Don, how you doing?" I looked at him and I said, "Well, I took my own sheet off my head. I guess I'm doing okay."
That's a good thing.
And he said, "Well, I'm still on 2 feet, so I guess I'm doing okay. See you later." And down he went, down the aisle.
Yeah.
So that was fun to see him. But that's how we live our lives, is one day at a time, isn't it?
It is, but with a bullet journal.
You can live your life 6 months in advance. So we are taking a giant leap by doing that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we've also got some other stuff coming up here. You know, we're heading to San Diego, hopefully, before Christmas.
To see the boys.
To see the boys. Mm-hmm. And then in January, I've got to make plans. Part of my bullet journaling thing for tomorrow is to contact the Bond County CEO program, mm-hmm. and talk to them about us being out at the American Farm Heritage Museum April 13th and 14th for their...
Well, hold on. Yeah, not what? April.
I'm sorry. April.
January.
January 13th and 14th.
Because they're hosting an event.
Yeah. And it's an indoor-outdoor home show style thing that's going on out there on 13th and 14th of January. So we're going to try to be there.
It's quite a bit different than what we do when we focus on self-reliance and sustainability and everything that's wrapped up into that. This is a different approach, and it's, like you said, in January.
It's so, stuff to do around the home, in the home, and they're going to have barbecue, and they're going to have stuff for the kids to do.
And so we're going to be a vendor. We'll have the shoe on the other foot, because right. We won't be hosting. We'll be vendoring.
Yes, and maybe we'll even be podcastering out there.
Yes, that would be fun, too. Another time to take Creekside on the road along with Al Creek Set.
Yeah, indeed. It'll be fun. And the, let's see, what else do we have going on? After the 14th of April, I'm lost as to what we're doing, because that's too far out in the journaling book.
Except that we go back to January the 13th and 14th, and that's their event, the Bond County CEO event, then our event is April the 14th. So 14th must be the day for activities.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
April the 14th, and we've already got a lot of ideas that we hope to nail down this week so we can get that announced in the December issue. We hope every single issue to add more information about the vendors and the speakers and workshops and build on what we did last year. It was, I would think it's safe to say, our most successful event as far as number wise and positive feedback and something for everybody. So we're looking forward to that. So keep your eyes open in the December issue to all the news we'll be releasing about.
And since we're doing the bullet journaling now, we'll keep our eyes on the bullets.
We will. And our eyes on the prize. As long as we're eyeing something. And we do have, we know for sure that something we always do every October is our autumn dinner. So you may find that we've got plans in the works for that much earlier, Don, than we had in years past.
Hopefully we'll find peace of mind. Oh, there's an old song in there someplace, right?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe so. The
Oh, I know one thing I wanted to mention too. And we have to remember what we talked about in the earlier episode. Otherwise, I think I'm repeating myself in this episode.
Well, that's what we're doing right now, is going over those things.
I started a Facebook page that is a place where people who have had their photographs taken by my parents years ago in Vandalia, that they can come and post those, because heavy oils, light oils, any hand coloring is almost a dying art. I mean, there are a few people that have picked it up, but it's really an experience, and to have also pictures that were photographs that were taken in black and white and sepia tone when photography was such an art and every town had one or two photographers. Not everybody had, you know, we didn't have our cell phones. We couldn't just click here and there and everywhere. And so Mom and Dad actually, while not realizing this even in their lifetime, you know, that they were taking pictures of people, they recorded a history almost of Vandalia, and I would even say farther out than that. They took a lot of
they were photographers that were good, and they had what started them off was the St. Elmo oil boom.
That was
the way your mother described it to me.
That's what kicked them into gear, exactly. Yeah. They had decided, they quit their jobs during the Depression, and everyone thought Mom and Dad were insane. And I'm sure their parents were wondering about them, too. Mom and Dad were married. Dad went to Terre Haute to study photography. Mom later followed him and learned the art of hand coloring. And they came back and opened up a studio. So here in the middle of the Depression, you know, it's like, hello, folks, do you want your picture taken? And that was a luxury at the time.
You bet.
So when you point out the oil boom in St. Elmo, then people had money in the area, and they began to spend their money on things that were considered luxuries at one time.
And the other portion of that story that preceded your mom and dad going to Terre Haute to learn was they were both sitting on a park bench one day, and they saw the old, decrepit
Vandalia photographer
mm-hmm. dawdling down the street on a cane, evidently, and said, you know, he's not long for this world. There's going to need to be a photographer here in Vandalia. And they were there to take up the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's forethought.
It really is.
That's what set them off and set them down their path.
Mm-hmm. And then something else that made a big difference in their amount of work they had was when the war started and people wanted their photographs taken of their sons before they went off to war. And mm-hmm. then when their sons, when they came home for a break at Christmas or whatever, whenever they had R&R. And so that they took all kinds of photographs of people in the military. Another thing that was a really interesting story, Mom continued in the studio in the photography business while Dad went to serve in the military. And so Mom had to not only, she did all the hand coloring, now she had to take the photographs. Well, she had been with Dad every step of the way. She learned.
She knew the process.
That's right. She took the photographs. She developed the photographs. She painted them. Then she would frame them. And she had some help. My aunt worked with her and several other women, but Mom did the bulk of it. And they always signed their names, Don Jones Studio or Don Jones Vandalia, Illinois, and Mom did that signing.
Mm-hmm.
So when Dad was in the service, Mom thought to herself one time, well, my goodness, I'm doing all the dang work. And she signed her name, Hazel Jones, but she signed Don Jones Studio. And so someone said, Dad came home on leave one time, and they saw him and said, you know what your wife's doing? And he said, no, what? And they said, she's signing her name on your photographs. And he said, well, Dad said, well, she's doing all the work. She might as well get the credit. And I thought that was really something of Dad to be able to say that. He just sloughed that off. It wasn't a problem. He recognized she kept the business alive, and it was her work at the time.
Unheard of for 1944.
Though. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah. Kudos to Mom for having the courage to do that. Kudos for Dad for saying that's the way she should have done it. And that might lend itself to a little bit why I have always been a little bit independent, too.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know that story before I married you.
No, but you had an inkling of my independence, I think.
I think I had a handle on your independent streak a long time before we got married. No doubt about that. We had a... Well, this is our second opportunity to do the podcast, right?
Exactly. But I wanted to say, if people want to find out about that page on Facebook, it's the photographic work of Don and Hazel Jones. If Mom and Dad took a photograph of you, please post it there. It's a place to share. It's a place to reminisce. It's a place to see the quality work that used to be, you know, commonplace. And I would like everyone to do that. Or if you're just interested, if you're a photographer yourself and want to see what you used to do back in the day, that would be great.
Yeah. Just in case you folks haven't figured it out, this is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette. And we invite you to join us at owlcreekgazette.com. Invite you, of course, to join us where you are right now at podomatic.com. And we've got 251 episodes that are under our belts, and you can go back and listen to each and every one if you've got that kind of time.
At owlcreekradio.podomatic.com, I think that would be a Christmas marathon. I think
that would be a Christmas miracle to listen to all of that.
The kids used to come home for Christmas, and we'd pick some sort of a show on Netflix, and we'd watch the whole thing as a marathon. So
silly us.
We'll do that when we get out to California. Okay, kids, it's Creekside time. They'll pat me on the head and move right along would be my guess.
Your mom, drink this.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Y'all take care.
Good night. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.